The Gamers Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com in association with Troll in the Corner at trollitc.com, as well as the Vorpal Network at vorpalnetwork.com, are proud to present Gen Con 2010 coverage.
It's game time.
Quiet, please. I am analyzing.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Is the next step the transplantation of the human brain?
Ballsy. Stupid, but ballsy.
Stand by for action.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Okay.
Remember, we're not dealing with an intelligence on our own level.
Bring in the logic probe!
Ooh! End of line.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Repeat what you just said.
Okay, so Kill Ball is a fast-paced, tactical, very bloody future sport game.
Okay.
It's two players. Mm-hmm. You each have a team of four clones,
okay.
And you're trying to get the ball past them into their goal.
Okay.
Along the way, to get them out of the way and prevent them from taking the ball from you, you're knocking down, injuring, and killing their players.
Okay.
However, since they're clones, they can just be essentially swept up, put off to the side of the regrow bed, and then fired back out of the chutes two turns later and be back in the action,
okay.
But with minuses based on the injury.
Sure.
You know, copy of a copy sort of thing. They're just getting worse over time with iteration. Very streamlined game. You have, just move this very quickly. Just have a very basic list of attributes per player. Move, hit, dodge, throw, intercept, and then your toughness points there.
Okay.
Move, number of squares you can move. No direct diagonals. You have to staircase to go diagonal.
Okay.
Everything else is percentile rolls. Your chance to succeed that, so you're going that or under.
Okay.
And then, it's just it's a very bloody game. It's kind of ridiculous, actually.
Okay.
You can sort of see the injury list right here.
Yeah.
There's some stuff on there like exploded groin and decapitation and stuff.
Partially disemboweled.
Partially disemboweled is a favorite.
Yeah. I just got skin. Oh, I thought that said skin pulverized for a second. I was like, that's.
That would be very odd.
That would be very difficult.
I'm not sure I can picture how that could happen. That would require a lot of dedication, probably.
Yes, it would. It would.
But decapitation is a special one because when a decapitation occurs, the severed head acts as an extra ball.
Nice.
So you can score with that head, you can pass that head, or you can use that head as a weapon like the regular ball and possibly decapitate someone else.
Okay.
So you can have
multiple heads and
you can have a lot of heads in play at once.
Okay.
It's entirely possible to have a lot of heads littering the arena.
Okay. I think we can run around real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
Okay, so just have this set up for easy play. You're going to be blue, I'm going to be red.
Okay.
We'll say that you won the roll, so you get the ball first. So just put the ball token on top of one of your guys.
All right. I'm going to give us a razor.
Okay. And then Warlock goes first, and then you get to move 8 squares with him. And move them where you see fit.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right.
Okay. So since you did not act that turn, you're probably going to want a guard.
All right.
Which basically enables you to, if a player comes up that you can see, you're going to get a preemptive attack on them when they move into an adjacent square.
Okay.
There's two things just real quick to go over about the basic action of the game. One is that for their turn, all players get to move in an action or an action and a move.
Okay.
You can move, take a free action, and continue moving, but if you move and act, that's your turn.
Basic action is sprint, hit, guard,
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a pretty basic list of actions, but it makes for some complex interactions.
Yeah.
The other thing to go over is the line of sight, which is if Frost is here, Axe is here, Frost comes up to attack Axe here, Axe is going to be able to dodge if Frost passes his hip. If Frost goes around like so, Axe is still going to be able to dodge because he saw him run around him. However, if Frost starts over here, comes up behind, Axe is not going to get a dodge.
So there's spacing depending on what direction the... Okay.
The nameplate is denotes space.
All right, awesome.
So that's where a lot of the tactics come in, trying to make sure that you don't have somebody sitting in your blind side because you're going to get clocked.
Yeah.
And you get clocked and knocked down, then you're much easier to injure.
Okay.
So, I will just move up with Wolf because he's my next guy to go. So you're just rolling percentile to hit. All
right. And Warlock. There he is. 72, two over.
72. So since you failed the hit roll, now I get to attack.
Okay.
And I'm rolling percentile. My guy has 70 as well. She's underneath there.
All right. Yeah.
So that would be a hit. So now you're rolling to dodge, 40 or less.
76.
Okay. So what would happen now is you would be knocked down, knocked back, and then we're rolling d10 for injury on, let's see, this chart right up here.
All right. I'm looking at that.
So that would be a 10. So that would be completely useless. If I had rolled a natural 1, say,
catastrophic injury.
Be a catastrophic injury. You would be able to blow a toughness point to make me re-roll that, but then whatever the second result is, you have to take that. So assuming, let's say that for the sake of argument, there had been an injury. We're just rolling d6 then on the appropriate table. So if it were catastrophic, it would be torso eviscerated. If it were just a serious injury, it would just be torn by torn. The minuses for these last until the end of the game.
Okay.
The minuses for the catastrophic, if you're playing more than one game with that team, last forever.
Okay.
So your players are constantly just battled like degradation as they're getting killed and getting worse and worse based on that.
Do the sheets come pre-laminated when you get
The sheets are not laminated. Okay. However, we do have the files up on our website, so you can just download them and print out as many as you need.
Awesome. All right, well, that gives me a good feel for how this works. So, yeah, that's Kill Ball from Travesty Games.
Spot. The wise woman you encountered 2 days ago said these werewolves were different. They carried something with them in a chest, some kind of monster that turned ordinary humans into feral, vicious werewolves in just a matter of minutes, as opposed to usually you wait, until the next full moon and then they transform into werewolves.
That doesn't sound good.
So tasked to kill every one of these werewolves by your hometown sheriff, and with your prey presumably trapped inside, you only need enter the farmhouse to execute your vengeance.
Okay.
So everybody can put themselves out here when they approach the yard towards the farmhouse itself.
Is a horse large 4 squares or large 2 squares?
Large 2 squares.
So naturally he's riding.
So there is a barn over here.
Uh-huh.
This is a crop field that's a little bit overgrown in terms of weeds. Obviously this is a mixed flower garden. It's a pasture that's over there, some hay bales. And predominantly this is a fenced in area here. This is the farmhouse. The blue sections are windows. These are obviously doors, and you can't really perceive all those rooms inside until you get there, but generally that's what you see. So, where would you like to go? What would you like to do?
Well,
they're in there, right?
They say in the house, so...
Let's go get them.
I do expect trouble, so I'd like to... I would like to cast Grace myself and use my Dexterity Mutagen.
Okay. That is going to crank your Dex up by 4 plus your mutagen. What's your mutagen?
Dex
strength? Or?
It's a Dex mutagen, so I lose intelligence. I lose wisdom. So Dex up. Alright, so that's plus 8. That's 4.
So your will save is going to drop.
It has dropped.
What does the hand of the apprentice do?
hand of the apprentice is kind of like a telekinesis that you can manipulate an object from afar. You can also draw a weapon and wield it with a ghostly hand.
So like a more potent mage hand.
Yeah, cool. More potent mage hand. Exactly. But it can also do all the things that a mage hand can do.
Nice. Is it duration concentration?
It's still concentration.
Nice. Is that from the Advanced Player's Guide?
No, that is from the Universalist School of Wizardry.
I have. Okay.
And I apparently
didn't read that closely enough.
If you play the Domain of Magic for a cleric, has something called Hand of the Acolyte, I think, still. And so you can do something very similar to that.
Okay.
This is that when the wizard attacks with a weapon while wielding it, he uses his intelligence bonus.
Rather than his strength, yeah.
When a wizard uses Hand of the Acolyte, when a priest uses Hand of the Acolyte to do it, they use their wisdom bonus.
Yep. All right.
I guess I'll also quaff my potion of shield.
Okay.
See, I don't have any. All right.
Yep.
Well.
All right. I walk up to you real quick.
To help you out, I'll put the, this will be your horse.
Okay. Oh, okay.
It's Prone, apparently, but there it is.
All right. That's his name, Prone.
Prone.
I woke up
to trouble.
I woke up to you real quick. Full strength.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Plus four for the next 4 minutes.
And you're not going to ride that horse into the house, are you?
No, maybe I'll...
This seems a little unwieldy.
Weird here.
Stay.
A little bit unwieldy in the house.
A horse is a horse.
Well, while he's busy dismounting, I'm going to approach the door.
I'll stay with him. There
you go. Is it locked?
So is this actually a fence here?
Mm-hmm.
It is. You want to tie your horse to the hitching post?
No, I'm not going to tie him. He'll stay.
All right, so where are we headed?
Is the front door locked?
It doesn't seem to be when you test it with your hand.
All right, and is there any light coming out of the windows?
Is there any
light coming out of the windows?
Not from where you've seen. I mean, you haven't done the survey of the house.
Okay.
See any of those windows.
I cast light on my scimitar.
I'd like to make a perception check at the door.
Okay, you're listening.
Yeah. Where's my perception? Plus 26.
All seems quiet.
All right, I'm going in.
All right.
Boom.
Bad boys.
Yeah.
In you go.
I'm not sure if I'm Martin Lawrence or Will Smith, but
the light from your scimitar is bright enough to illuminate pretty much all of this room, at least with dim light. What you see in here is there are no light sources in this room, but you do see generally the rest of that furniture is all over the table. There's obviously some chairs over here. There's this iron stove, I guess is what that's supposed to be, over in the corner. It's not lit with anything. There is a door to your left. Door slightly ahead.
All right, I'm going to search the room real quick and see if I see any traces of the creatures in question.
Yeah.
So...
I'll bring up the rear.
Perception... Yeah, it's a 17.
Perception is... 17, okay. You search the house. Everything seems to be quite dusty and cobwebby and old and... abandoned away and or hasn't been cleaned in quite
yet. No tracks in the dust, no claw marks, no...
There are tracks certainly in the dust.
Okay. Yeah. Do they lead in any specific direction out of those doors?
In all kinds of different directions.
Okay. All right, well...
I'll open... go ahead.
Oh, no, you... By means... I don't know how squishy alchemists are, so...
quite, but...
Okay.
I'll open the door in front of me.
Squishy enough to be concerned.
Yeah, squishy enough to be concerned. I'll open the door in front of me.
Right. It too, is not locked or anything. It opens up. Creaks a lot. you don't have a light source, but the limited light from the scimitar from back over here gives you about gives you about that much normal light. There's a little bit of low light vision back here, but there's still some really dark shadows back there that you can't quite penetrate.
I move up to the entrance. To
right, and that the growing light source
illuminates
and begins to illuminate. Again, you don't see the light sources in here. There is a table. It does have some stuff spread out on it. It doesn't look like it's been used to eat at for quite some time. There's maybe some leftover scraps of food there that they seem old.
All right. Doesn't look like activity in this room.
Nope.
So let's...
All right, that leaves one place to go. Oh, would you like to do the honors, sir?
Give me a perception check.
My perception at nowadays. 19.
All right. You don't hear anything. Go through.
All right.
Who's in the lead? Cavalier?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. All right. It opens up. There's obviously another door right across from you. It's hallways. You see there's more tracks in the dust through this hallway leading in both directions. And there's obviously a door, external door.
I can see the empty open doorway there. So.
All right. And I move over here to keep an eye out on the...
That's not actually empty. That is the door.
So it, oh, that's not at all. Okay.
No, that's a wall.
I'll actually stay with...
And I move out to just to keep an eye on the yard because, you know, they can hear us coming and they've decided to exit the house and circle around.
Okay. All
right. That door is a little bit stuck, but you get it open and ultimately it is a worse old room than any of the ones you've seen so far. It's overrun with cobwebs. Obviously it was meant to be a storeroom of some kind, but it is now... very choked with cobwebs.
Where are they?
Well, I don't know.
For that, this room that has a window, so you can clearly see what's inside. Going, so maybe someone
give me a sneak down to go.
That is a mighty 14.
That's awesome.
I do like smashing.
There's grass out here, guys.
What?
I said there's grass out here.
And your horse is eating the grass.
Yes, that's all that I noticed.
Good boy. Let's go over here. I'll listen here.
Is everybody else staying in the main room?
Nah.
Going along with him.
Well, there's nothing going on here, so I'm gonna follow after just so he has a light.
He brings the light along.
I got some.
I'm an elf. I can make do. I'll stay there.
I will guard the rear because I'm the squishiest guy. So from behind, I'll die quickly. Okay.
That's sound logic, sir.
It sure does.
Right, suddenly. Whoosh! Under the table is a firebomb of some kind comes through the window and smashes and spreads alchemist fire all across his table and lights it up.
Nice.
Another one goes up right there at the door, frightens the horse from the flames that come up from it. It's
bucking.
Yeah. You should have tied the horse.
There's another one that is tossed inside this doorway. The same damn
horse. Alrighty then.
I will kick open this door as fast as possible and jump out the window.
It is obviously another empty bedroom, and your limited amount of time once you perceive it.
I'll just, because I saw the window coming in, I'm sure, so.
You see the door.
I run back.
Okay, give me an acrobatics check.
Acrobatics?
Through the window.
Acrobatics?
It's called under dex if you want.
Seven.
All right, you hit the bed, and it was springy enough that you kind of clocked your head on the windowsill as you smashed the window, but you ultimately wind up falling prone outside.
Damn it!
You're not used to horseless. I grab him, I come back, I grab him, and I say, we're going this way.
All right, sir.
If you guys follow along, that is.
Everybody's heard it that way.
All right.
Hold on, we need to get into turns here shortly.
Okay.
Everybody's moving a little quickly.
Sorry.
Hold up. Upon your emergence outside, there is...
Oh, awesome. Right there.
We're ready for you. There's another one who's back here. And that's good. So let's roll initiative at this point.
Watch it! Woo!
Let's see. Who do I have? Alchemist again. I do not have a rogue, so let me get the rogue out of the way. And I don't have a fighter. So I got a wizard, a cavalier, a cleric, and an alchemist, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right, so what's the alchemist got?
18.
18, that sounds high to me. So can anybody beat an 18?
Nope.
18 no. Even.
All right.
I've got a plus 2 mod.
Then you go first.
Alchemist, then cleric. Who's got the next best after an 18?
12. I got 10. So Cavalier 12.
Cavalier is next, and the wizard. All right, the werewolves beat you all.
Awesome.
And now they're going to beat you all.
Looks like yes. I'm going to get eaten.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, well.
It was nice knowing you.
In a few minutes,
he comes up on you.
A werewolf as well.
He actually
hurdles the fence.
Jump. And lands and then does an attack.
What am I going to do? Not much.
Die a horrible grizzly death.
This guy, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Your horse is not helping.
He's panicked by the fire. What are you going to do?
Light and prone. So that's not a good situation to find yourself in.
No, it isn't.
That's a minus two.
Your armor class is 20.
Minus two, your AC.
What's your armor class?
Your pardon? Sorry, 17.
17,
right? Now it's 15.
Attack number one is going to hit barely. See. 7 points. Will also hit much more solidly for 10 points. So they both come up and shoot at the same time. And it is the alchemist's turn.
I hear you getting eviscerated. I know this is going to hurt, but I'm going to jump through the fire.
So passing through the fire. Gonna take 2 points of fire damage and give me a reflex save.
Uh-oh. I'm likely on fire. Was it 8? 15.
Plus,
15.
You're okay.
Wow, I'm not on fire.
Yeah, all right. I think you drank all those dexterity enhancing things. It would be. All right, you land outside and you see a panicky horse kind of...
All right, I don't want to...
From your line of sight...
All right, well...
You might... Even with the horse blocking your way...
See that move.
Not
see move.
If you can...
All right, well, I've only on...
Your friend,
I've only on 5, 15, 20...
All right, now you can see.
Okay. I'm actually going to aim for this square with an acid bomb.
All right, let's go. Yeah, that's not going to work too well.
Well, so between everything,
yeah.
I hit AC 10. Between point-blank shot, between...
Still not going to help. You're going to miss him.
Oh, really?
Yep.
What's the AC to hit a square?
Is it a 5? I think it's a square.
I thought it was 5. You're just trying to hit the square.
Right.
All
right,
yeah.
Okay. It splashes everything for...
For 1.
For 7.
For 7.
Yeah. Yeah.
Including the horse.
Nope. Yep.
Yep.
Nay!
That's okay. That's okay.
Sorry,
it's
prone.
Tough.
It's tough.
7 to the horse as well.
Yeah.
Through the pin.
Yeah.
Well, you know, between the fire and the acid, you know.
Yeah. And I'm done.
It is the cleric's turn.
If I move up to here, will I be able to attack one of these guys through the window? Like if I climb up on the bed and reach out with my scimitar?
With your scimitar.
Actually, he's prone. I can occupy his space, correct?
You can, yeah. You
okay,
can
but if I climb
the
through there, I'm going to take an opportunity attack from each of them. Screw it. I do so. All right. I carefully climb through the window.
All right. That's
which is
going
to provoke.
That's going to provoke. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Right, and so it'll use all my movement to get out here and be in his space. Right. So
you're not jumping, so just give me a climb check.
Okay.
So let's just make sure it's not
egregiously
hard, right?
Well, he's tipped
you
over.
You can occupy the space.
He's prone.
So, yeah, what I'm saying is you're already drawn. Do you have enough to go the one more square?
I've got a base attack bonus of more than one I can draw while I...
I meant, like, do you have enough movement to keep going beyond his square?
Well, no, I want to be in his space.
Oh, all right.
That's the choice
right,
that I
want. I got you.
He's taking up a defensive position so the other guy doesn't get whacked.
Yeah, I hear you. And you can feel free to attack.
All right, yep. 2 attacks of opportunity as you climb through.
Mm-hmm.
21.
AC 18, so yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's going to be 12, so a total of 22.
Okay. That is ouchie.
Okay, so that's 12 and 4, so...
I still have about 20.
Okay, so only about halfway.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Alright. Which one hit me the hardest?
They were both about equally as hard.
10 and 12, yeah.
12,
so,
1 to 10.
Okay, but. Well, I turn towards that one and I channel smite through my scimitar.
Channel smite?
Channel
smite?
Yep.
That's only going to work against the undead.
Oh, right. Okay, never mind.
Yeah,
alright, so
that's
I don't
not
do
smite
that.
Evil.
Right.
That's since that's they're both uninjured, you could channel positive to heal.
That is true. I do so.
That does not provoke an attack problem.
Correct. I do so. And at my level, that's 2d6, so...
Don't forget the crown.
Pardon? No, I'm there.
Yeah. All right, y'all.
9.
Hey, cool. Yeah. 9 back to both of you.
Oh, they're not both of them.
Oh, crap.
And let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. If you're injured, you get 9.
And prone gets healed too.
Wait, I was injured. You're it.
The horse gets, yeah. Awesome.
For 2.
Yeah.
Not think I'm going to live that one down.
That's all right.
Prone the horse is healed as well. He wasn't really damaged too badly by the acid. Alright, so it's the Cavalier's turn.
Is it. He's in my square. Is it possible for me to stand up?
You know. That's a good question. I would say yes, but I think there's going to be some severe penalties on occupying the thing. Because potentially you can squeeze through an allied space.
If I can retcon, can I just be in the square out? And there's a fence there. No, I can't.
There's a tiny sliver of space. I'm going to say you guys can, but maybe there's a little bit of a combat penalty if you're there.
Hide! Okay.
You can't as effectively swing around.
Okay. Well, they won't either because I'm going to intimidate them.
All right. Cool.
With the... braggart. You will fall before my weapons! Ha! I got a 15.
Which is...
Excuse me, 17.
Which forces them to do a...
It's a DC of 10 plus...
Hit dice plus
wisdom modifier. If I beat it, they're shaken for one round.
Let me see... Wait, isn't braggart more powerful than that?
I get a plus 2 to hit them as well.
Okay. 10 plus hit dice plus
wisdom
mod.
And I got a 17, excuse me.
Okay. So,
can I tell whether it affected them?
Probably not that easily. I mean, if it was human expression, maybe you could tell better than the animalistic expression, but they seem to at least react and or hear your...
And I've got nowhere to move for a 5-foot step, so
right.
That would make me done.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Mr. Wizard.
Good job.
In the burning house.
From here, can I see them out at all?
Yeah, you can see plenty of people outside.
Magic missile can't miss?
Yeah, that's it. That's the thing, but I can see the werewolves.
I'd say move up on the bed so you can actually lean and see out the window. But
what?
You can see.
Yeah, but they... Yeah. I guess they couldn't hit it. You could hit me in theory, but I think you're occupied.
You have to have a lot of sight, and when you're back 5 feet from the window, you wouldn't have it.
Okay.
It's going to be really hard for them to hit you.
And the expression on the mini is great for looking out the window.
Yeah. Wow. You could, if I would suggest Scorching Ray, would be a good one.
But if I miss and I hit one of you guys.
You won't hit one of them.
It's a range touch.
It's a ray weapon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. If you just miss, you miss.
All right. That's what I'll do then.
I would suggest Scorching Ray.
So you're casting. You're within 5 feet of them, so you need to cast defensively so that you don't have open attacks.
Only if they have combat reflexes. They didn't make attacks on me when I stood up.
Metagaming at the dill.
No, I stood up, so they didn't make attacks on me.
Right.
So it's a pretty good bet that they
should have attacked you when you stood up.
They got combat reflexes?
They don't require combat reflexes.
He provoked attacks when he moved out.
That's because of his movement.
It doesn't matter. They still took attacks of opportunity.
You're limited to one AO per round without the feet.
Right. So they didn't swing at me. So you'll be safe. You can shoot at them. Besides, he's got...
Back around. Honestly, I don't even remember.
Nope, he's the last one.
No, he's...
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Besides, he's also got cover. I don't think you can take AOL.
Oh, yeah, you can't AOL somebody with cover either.
Yeah, you can't AOL a guy with cover anyway. So. All right. So.
All right.
You're
as
safe.
You were.
You're safe.
As you were.
Nice.
That's awesome. 16 plus spin deck bonus plus dex.
Plus your...
My range is... No. Like crossbow.
Yeah, so two. You can use that same modifier.
Yeah,
right there.
Plus two.
I don't know this! I think
18 to that.
18. Okay. 18 for touch, range touch.
18 for range touch is good. So give me your damage.
I would target that one.
It doesn't say how much it is. I guess.
Scorching Ray is 46.
There you go. Right. We got you covered. Dude.
All right. Yeah. So that is not very much. That's 8.
Eight more than we had before.
Yep.
Of course, I can't really hit somebody with a bomb right now without killing you guys. It's the same guy that got hit by the bomb.
Yes.
Wizard's done, and it's now the werewolf's turn.
Bring it! I'm going to bring my death.
It didn't work the same way as the last one. Because he blocked the damn door.
I should just go to this room. That's all right. So that is charge. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And attack.
Support.
And this guy crawls up out of the well.
He was hiding. We can go now.
I think you get an opportunity attack on that guy if you want to, if you move like that. Are you holding a weapon?
See, I didn't say I was. I can swing all the way around.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't say I was.
All right.
All right, so let's resolve the charge attack first.
Okay.
So 24 right now.
You will be hit.
All right. 7. Not too bad. The guy on the other side has the flanking bonus. That will be a hit.
Yep.
And 8.
Good. Not looking so hot.
So two guys. The other guys, they're flanking Mr. Taunter. And you said they're shaking?
Yes.
So they have negatives to their...
I think it's minus two.
Yeah. Minus two.
Yep,
pretty much. An 8-20 roll.
Yeah, it's not like shaking the Savage Worlds.
All right, first guy still hit you. 12. The next guy still hit you. Wow, fighting minus two. So that's deadly. That's 14. So whack, whack, whack.
Oh, man.
That's the werewolves, and it's the alchemist's turn.
I know. Alright, so 5-foot step.
Right.
Actually, I'm going to draw anyway, so I'm actually going to make a move to there. So
are you withdrawing?
No. I am just moving. I will accept the...
That's going to be two flanking attacks of opportunity. Right?
You know what? All right, I'll just draw the one AOO from throwing a bomb from this guy. So I'll make a 5-foot step.
Okay.
I'll throw a bomb at this guy.
All right, for the splash.
Well, your base attack bonus is higher than one, so you can draw as a part of your 5-foot step, correct?
Making a bomb and tossing it is a standard action. For one of these guys.
6+.
So 6+8 is 15 on a touch attack for this guy.
And that will succeed. So give me the
face full of acid.
So 4-9 points of acid damage.
What's like?
I already added. I hit him.
So 9 total.
Right, but
yeah. Point blank is damage too?
Yeah.
It's plus one damage.
10. I thought point blank was just to hit.
Attack and damage.
I've never had a splash character with it. So. He's far away from splash damage, so I'm 5 feet.
Very good. So, and there's an attack of opportunity for the...
For throwing a missile weapon.
Right.
24.
Yeah, 24 is going to hit. So 2, 7 more.
All right. Cleric. Right. Okay. I'm going to climb over the fence.
Okay, give me a climb check.
Yep. 13 plus 2. Yeah, 15.
All right. You're over.
All right, and then so that's 2. That counts as 2, correct? All right, so 3, 4.
It's one move action to climb. You're doing a second move
okay.
action if you're moving.
Well, but that'll put me right there. We just not hamper us.
You're on the other side of the fence.
Okay. Do they have any cover from the fence if I'm standing right there?
I'm going to say not enough that matters.
Okay, then I'm going to attack him with my scimitar.
Nice.
I believe. Is there anything else that I'd like to do? Actually, I will cast defensively, and I'll cast Bless instead.
Okay, so give me your spellcraft check.
All right. Does not have spellcraft. Great. That's a 4. They get a text opportunity.
All right.
This is not working out very well this time.
Jarvis?
18.
Alright.
This is the same scenario, except it didn't
14
play out quite the same way last time.
14 minutes.
They didn't block the door. We all ran out this door.
Together. Oh, my. Okay.
I jumped on the horse, was able to fight from horseback. I can't go anywhere. Right. I can't do anything. Nothing I can 12. Do. Except fight and get killed.
On that last turn, that last attack was 12?
Last attack.
I'm definitely not next turn.
Bye, guys.
Negative.
I think this is the last round for everybody.
I'm a -5.
A -5. So he could be stabilized, but that was your big healer of the party. So
yep.
He's not going to be auto-stabilizing people himself.
All right.
So those were the...
Look at this mini.
It's the Cavalier's turn.
I will challenge this guy and hopefully do get him because... Well, 23 to hit.
Okay, that'll hit.
I feel like Yakety Sax should be playing.
Yeah.
17 damage.
Very good. That's going to drop.
And, drop him?
Yeah.
Drop him. Nice.
That's the guy. That's the same one, right?
Yep. Yeah.
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 He's been wounded pretty severely. Already.
And I will do a 5-foot step.
All right, very good. Get away, get away.
With my measly 2 hit points.
It's the wizard's turn. Nope, the guy already took his attack of opportunity again, so you can cast next to him and that won't be an issue.
Yes.
So you used your Scorching Ray, right?
Yes, I have another one.
Oh, you do have a second Scorching Ray?
Yes, I have 2 of them.
Cool.
But I'm trying to find a way that will prevent him from moving or doing anything.
You could do
Glitter Gust might blind him.
You could do web off of your cane.
Yep, your cane could shoot web.
Yeah, yes. Go between the fence and the house and you could essentially bind him.
You've got those things.
That is
you can put it like right out here and just get him.
Okay. Yeah, that's all there.
All right, so he gets a reflex save, right?
Mm-hmm.
DC. Yeah.
Yes, but yep. I don't have
it. It's a level 2 spell, so it's a DC 16.
They got a pretty decent reflex. So
yeah. Those werewolves, they're...
Yeah, he made his reflex save. So you put a web, and we'll say it fills a bunch of area behind him, but not essentially in his 5-foot square enough to get it.
Okay. All
right. So back to the werewolves.
See ya.
5-foot step. 5-foot step.
You and I are both fine. Yeah, are you kidding me?
5-foot step.
Run soon.
Can't win them all.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, but
yeah, you're pretty much.
Let's resolve the Alchemist. Is that the first guy?
Yes.
Right, so flanks. That's a 19, so it's a potential threat. It's not confirmed, so it's just regular.
All right, it's not going to matter.
9.
I'm at -4.
And the second
and
guy.
I'm guessing I do not have Die Hard.
Second guy already took his 5-foot step, so he's going to wail on you, too.
Ooh, sure.
Is he going to. Is he coup de grind?
Yeah.
Coup de grace.
So you are toast.
I am toast.
They just lopped off heads and things, so.
It was a good day.
Let me clear these guys from the battlefield. All right. And last guy to go is on the. Cavalier. He has a pretty good armor class, right?
So 17.
Does a 19 hit?
It yes, it does. Right. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Ooh, minimum damage. 6.
Nope. Goodbye. -1.
Negative.
Oh, were you staggered?
No. I was at 2.
All right.
You're on your own, there, brother.
So,
yeah.
Move from the field. It is the wizard's turn. Just you and me, man.
Wow.
werewolves.
If he takes out the werewolves, that would be the
that would
awesome
be pretty
thing
fun.
To have
that would be pretty
help
fun.
Help him out. See if you guys can help him.
Well,
right.
You have glitter dust could blind them. Some of them.
Yeah.
Well, you've got
the serious
thing. No, we'll be able to get 3. You might be able to get those 2.
Glitter dust, a 15-foot.
It's got
no, no.
The problem is that this guy can take an attack of opportunity this turn.
Not if he steps back 5 feet.
Or if he casts defensively.
But then, he wouldn't have line of sight to be able to blind.
Yeah. I don't think glitter dust is big enough to hit him.
But if you 5-foot back,
it's a 10-foot spread, so he can only get 2.
If you 5-foot back and just scorching ray this guy and do really well, you could.
Yeah, you could hopefully.
And they've got to come
the
for the fire.
Kind of far away.
And they might go after the horse instead. They're werewolves.
Hey, at the very least,
yeah,
it's
but
probably
right enough to hide.
That's true.
And throw fire on the house. Smart werewolves.
Okay.
Try to trick you and burn you down in the house.
And let's see.
Smarter than the last werewolves, even.
Yeah, because I
should have just jumped off the
this
fire.
This has been pretty nasty.
Oh, wait a second.
I haven't seen this many werewolves make it to the end. I mean, I had a TPK on
with
one table.
What's the area of effect on Cause Fear?
A lot of werewolves went down.
What's the radius on Cause Fear?
The radius on what?
Cause Fear.
Cause Fear. It's just a single target.
Okay.
Yeah. A fear and spell has a cone to it, but Cause Fear is a single target. All right.
And they probably are. I would think.
They may be.
Yeah. Well, let's see. What else?
All right, this hand of the apprentice I have, how much can it lift?
Not much. Just enough to wield a weapon. You can't lift a bunch of stuff.
Okay, so I couldn't, like, flip over the bed or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I still like the single scorching ray.
It's the most damaging spell.
Yeah, hope they, you know.
Because you can crit on it, too.
And it's going to buy you time. It's going to be a while before
you
close
on
you.
Yeah, I would still, you know, take the 5% back, make them come to you.
All right, that's all I'll do, and I'll scorch this guy.
Range touch.
Do it.
Roll 20, man.
Nope.
Unfortunately, this guy has
plus 2.
Yeah, that's only 10.
Okay. 10 on touch.
That's going to miss.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
You probably going to hit the window seal and set the rest of the house on fire.
Wow, it's starting to go wrong.
Here, I'll put another flame down for you. It scorches the bed and the curtains and whatever else.
Well, that's going to mean he gets burned trying to come into the house.
That is true.
We've actually still got 10 minutes. Do you want to keep going, or do you just want to say this is over? Because it's looking pretty bad for the wizard.
Yeah.
It's looking grim.
Yeah, I think I will tell the werewolves good game and just quit.
I surrender.
Yeah.
It's okay. No timeout in war.
You can eat my face.
Okay. I tell them you win. Here's all my stuff.
Successful though.
My apologies.
That's no okay. Apologies necessary. No. You won every time.
That was nasty.
Just isn't that sweet.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for running that.
Yes, thank you.
You're quite welcome.
Paying attention now?
Yes.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone, where we don't know what we're talking
about. Hey, we do know what we're talking about. You know, we called the whole Hugo Weaving Red Skull thing, remember?
Oh, right. Fine. Where was it? The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about all kinds of gaggles of...
Aaron, could you cut it with the gaggles thing? It's not working for me.
All right. Fine. The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games.
Hey, don't forget that we talk about, you know, Bruce Campbell and Christopher Lee, obviously.
Natalie Portman.
All right, guys! I'm trying to do a commercial for the Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games, tabletop gaming, all kinds of other geek stuff.
You mean that show we broadcast on Ustream?
Yes!
Wednesday, 8, Central Standard Time.
Right, at redphonezone.com. Now, can you guys just give me a minute to get this promo done?
Sure, sorry, dude.
Yeah.
All right, from the top. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone.
Aaron, we need a tiebreaker. Okay, who would win in a fight with Galactus?
Anti-Monitor.
Galactus and Anti-Monitor. Come on.
I think the more important question would be who would win in a fight between me and you two idiots.
I guess we don't know what we're talking about.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States License, Some Rights Reserved, Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.